Good to see you all. God bless you. I want you to stand with me. Let's give the Lord a prayer and a praise, and then we'll get right into the lesson. Father, we thank you for our opportunity to come together and worship you and praise you. It's so good. So good to be in a beautiful place, a comfortable place, being able to worship you with all of our might. Lord, we just ask your blessings upon us. Father, I pray today that you'll show each of us that how our worst day, if we love you, can become our best day. And I ask you to touch us all. I ask you to bless our children as they're going to their respective locations, Lord, to be ministered. Father, I ask you that you'll bless each of us now so that we'll see you and understand you and your ways a little better. I ask your blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. If you love him, give him a praise. Amen. Amen. Give him a loud praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Be seated. Be seated. Well, we're in our series, and of course the series is called Greatest Hits. I'm on vacation, and what we did was we found a way that I could come and minister every week and at the same time not spend my whole week studying and preparing. And so I ask you for lessons that you would like to hear again over all the years. And this is the day, last week was the first one that we did, and it was the most one asked for, and this one is the second one, and it's called Retrospect, Worst Day or Best Day. So that's what we're going to be talking about. Let me start with this, ask you, what was your worst day ever? What was your worst day ever? Think now. What was your worst day ever? Now I ask you, what is your best day ever? What is your best day ever? Somehow did your worst day stir up something in you, cause something to be linked to through a series of circumstances to bring about your best day? If you love the Lord, and if you do what he's asked you to do in your life, then it should have been that way. Every worst day that you have should turn out to be somehow linked to your very best day. Let me show you how this works through the scriptures. In Romans chapter 8, verse 28, it says this, "And we know that all things," how many things?
All things.
What about bad things? All things. What about good things?
All things.
All things work together for good. Who's good? Who's good? You're good. It works for your good. This is what it's saying. All things work together for good. Your successes and your failures, your good times and your bad times, everything, all things work together for good to them that love God. Now, let's just take a second there. Just leave the scripture up. what are evidences of loving God? What are evidences of our loving God? Can you give me a few? How about what Jesus said? Let's answer the phone. Jesus said, if you love me, you'll do what? If you love me, you'll keep my commandments. What are some of his commandments? How about loving God, loving people? Is that one? Is that what he said? How about this one? He says, when you give, not if you give, but when you give. That was the commandment. What about when you pray? See, when we love God, we'll talk to God. We'll pray. When you pray, not if you pray. When you fast. When you fast. When's the last time you fasted? When you fast. How about ministering to people? Is ministering to people loving God? If you love your neighbor as yourself, surely, sure it is. These are what. How about being faithful to the house of God? How about being faithful to church and faithful to the things that we're supposed to do? Are those ways that we love God? Absolutely, sure. So those are ways that we love God. But here he says something that I want to make sure you see. He says, when them that love God to them, not and to them, but to them who are the called according to his purpose. His purpose, which is in contrast to your purpose. His purpose. His purpose. His purpose is how this verse says we love him. When we do his purpose in our life, that is an expression as to how we love him. If we love him, we will do his purpose. Now, his purpose isn't one thing in our life. His purpose is inclusive of all the things that I forementioned, our giving, our ministering to people, our loving people, our being faithful to the house of God, those kinds of things. So when we do those things, the Bible says that God takes it upon himself. What he does, what that verse tells us, is that as we live our lives from day to day, God is going to take it upon himself to make your successes and your failures all work together for your good. Now, I like that. And what I'm going to do today is I'm going to show you how this works out in our lives. Now, let's be honest. Let me get you to be honest with me. How many of you have ever been going through a living hell and some well-meaning, wonderful Christian comes up to you and says, "Well, brother," or "Well, sister, you know, Romans 8:28 says that all things work together for good." And at that moment, you didn't give a Hades if it worked out good. That wasn't what you wanted. You didn't care how it was going to work out. What you were really interested in is getting through today, right? You were just trying to make it to tomorrow, right? How many has ever been through something like that? Yeah, all of us have. Sure we have. And you're not, in fact, you said something like this. You said something like, "Well, if God really cared about me, I wouldn't be going through this anyway. He would have made certain that I didn't have to go through this," right? That's kind of how you thought. Well, see, that's not how it works. That's not how life works out. We're all going to go through some tough times. And if we'll learn to handle those tough times correctly, the way the Bible says it to, all those worst days will always turn out to be your best days. That's what that verse says. That's how it all is going to work out. God will take it upon himself to make certain that your worst days will always turn out to be your very best days. Now, I was thinking about this. And I started thinking about the Bible characters, and for example, like Abraham. See, when we're in a bad time, when we're going through a tough time, it's very difficult to see how that verse works. We have to look in retrospect. So what I'm trying to get you to do today is look back in retrospect in your history and see how you've handled your worst days and made them come out to be your best days. Abraham had a lot of worst days. We're going to be talking about some of those. The Bible starts beginning its story about Abraham in a worse day. What it tells us about Abraham is that Abraham's dad died. Now, Abraham loved his father. He loved his dad. He wouldn't get out and do what God had told him to do because of his attachment to his daddy. How many of you lost a parent and it just broke your heart? It shook something inside of you. Well, see, this is what happened to Abraham. When Abraham lost his dad, it shook something inside of him, but it was a worse day that actually came out in Abraham's life as a best day. It shook him loose from some things and caused him to begin to do what God had called him to do, his purpose, which is loving God. Now, let me show you this in the scriptures and how that worst day for Abraham turned into one of his best days. In Genesis chapter 11 and verse 32, it says this, "And the days of Terah," and this was Abraham's dad, "the days of Terah were 205 years, and Terah died in Haran." Now, it's the next verse. Verse 32 of chapter 11 of Genesis is followed directly by chapter 12, verse 1. You do understand that chapter divisions are man's doing and not God's doing. God didn't stop here now and say, "Okay, chapter 12. That's not what God did. These two verses are directly linked. Let me read it together now as in one thought. "And the days of Terah were 205 years, and Terah died in Haran. Now the Lord had said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee." What I want you to see is this horrible day, this day that Abram's dad died, shook him and stirred him up to get him out and going into God's purpose. A lot of times when we go into bad times, what's really happening in our life, if we'll allow the Lord to really work with us, is it thrusts us into a series. It thrusts us into an adventure with God. And that's what it did with Abraham. Now, this worst day, this bad day, probably the worst day up until that point of time that Abraham had ever had, his daddy dying, turned into, eventually, through a series of circumstances, into Abraham's best day, the birth of Isaac. But it shook him, and it got him going, and Abraham took off, and he went on his adventure. It was when Terah died, that Abraham began to do what God had called and purposed for him to do. And if we'll look and be honest in our lives, many times, it's a shaking, it's a worst day in our lives that will actually move us to one of the best days in our lives. Worst day, best day. And if you love God and you do what God's plan is for your life, He takes it upon Himself to turn that worst day into your very best day. It was that way for me. It was over 30 years ago when I had a life-shaking experience. It shook me to my foundation. It made me take account of who I am and what I was supposed to do in life. It made me evaluate my life. It made me evaluate myself. A few years later, it was that shaking experience that brought me to the Lord Jesus Christ. I received Him just a few years later as my Lord and my Savior. And it was from that shaking, as I process it now in retrospect, as I look at that shaking in my life at that time that took me to the Lord, it's for that reason, for that shaking, for that worst day in my life, that this church exists today. I know you because of that worst day. I get to do what I get to do today. And now I'm experiencing some of my best days because of that worst day 30 years ago. You should be able to look at your worst days in retrospect if you love the Lord and you do what He's called you to do, and they should turn them all into your good days, your good days. It was that way. Let's look at Romans 8:28 again. And read it one more time. Well, we're actually going to read it a couple of more times, but here's another time we're going to read it. It says this, and we know. Would you say we know?
We know.
We know. This is something we should know. A Christ follower should know that if you're going through a bad time, if you handle it correctly, if you keep loving God, and you keep doing what God's called you to do, that that worst day experience, that bad experience is going to turn into something good. And we know that all things work together for good. To them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. All of life's things, good things and bad things, if we allow it to, will bring us into God's best. Now the requirement is simply this: love God and do what He's called you to do. Those aren't two requirements. A lot of times we say it like, number one, you know, love God, and then number two, but it's actually one thing. The way we really love God is by doing what He's called us to do. And if we'll do what He's called us to do, then He'll take it upon Himself and make certain that your worst days will all work into your best days. Now, I talked to several people about this thought, and most everybody immediately can link them together. Your worst day, how it worked out, through a series of circumstances, and caused you to have a best day. Just about every person that I've talked to can do this. And you know what? As I look at Bible characters, there's not a single Bible character that didn't have a worst day. Not a one. The good news is that that worst day promised them a best day. And what I'm telling you today, what I'm trying to promise you today, if you will handle your worst days correctly, they'll always bring you your best day. Every single time. I sent out an email, I guess many of you got it, Friday night about this lesson, and when I checked my emails on Saturday morning, I had an email that had returned to me. Actually, I had several, but this specific one I want to read to you in just a moment, but first let me set the context of it for you. Mary Grace Murphy, Joyce and Butch's daughter, she was pregnant, she was carrying Alex, and she had gone to the doctor and had a doctor's appointment. Just a normal checkup kind of a thing. Well, she got a very bad report. The report was something like this. He had all sorts of deformities. And they gave her a list of all these things that were going to cause him to die, the baby. Well, we prayed. We went through it. About a month later, she had to go back for another appointment. I was in Chicago at a Willow Creek conference. And in the conference meetings, we turn off our cell phones. They make us. No problems there. Okay. That was not. Anyway. That was dumb. But anyway. Cell phone check at the door. It's happened to everybody. Anyway, back to my story. And so we go out from the meeting, and we go out outside to check our messages after the conference was over, and I had two calls on there from Mary Grace, which was very unusual. So I listened to them, and she's distressed. She's panicking. She's distraught. And what she's done is she's gone back to the doctor for an appointment, and then the doctor's told her that they're going to have to take the baby, the next day, the next morning at 6 a.m. I'm in Chicago. I call her and I tell her, you know, call her back and I say, Mary Grace, I said, I don't know. I said, I prayed with her. I said, I don't know how, but I said, I just know it's going to be okay. I said, I just know. I just know. And I gave her the Romans 8:28 thing, you know, all things work together for good. And that was what she wanted to hear right then. But at the same time, you know, that's the best I could do. I said, but I'm going to get on the next plane that I can get on. And I says, I'll do my best to be with you in the morning at that time. Well, Judy and I were there at the hospital and Joyce and Butch were there. And of course, Patrick was there and Patrick's mom was there. And they took Mary Grace to take the baby. Well, we were all in there waiting. They come back out. They come into the waiting room and they tell us, okay, if you want to see the baby, we're taking him to the nursery, but you can come out and look at him. Well, we didn't know what to expect. We didn't know what had happened. We're still waiting. We go out there, and we see a perfectly formed baby child. Yeah. Now, let me now read you her email that she sent me. It says this, worst day ever was September the 20th, 2000. Worst doctor's appointment of my life. 1 month later, October the 20th, I had Alex, and everything they told me that would kill him was proven wrong in a matter of hours. There was a lot of spiritual growth that happened in such a very short time. And today, I don't believe I would trade that month of misery for how much more mature my relationship with Him, meaning the Lord, is today. I'm much more secure in some ways, much less secure in others. But ever since then, I always know that no matter what it is, it will always be okay. Love you. Hope you're having fun and relaxing. Tell everyone hello, Grace. Alex was born, and God took it upon Himself to make one of her worst days one of her best days. I want you to know that. I want you to know that if you love God and you do what He's asked you to do in your life, He'll take your horrific times and He'll turn them into something beautiful. Let's look at another Bible character that we're all familiar with, Joseph. Joseph had a very bad day that got worse. His brothers, his blood brothers, took him and threw him in a pit. A well that was dry, they threw him in there. And then they sold him to some Ishmaelites, some distant relatives. I mean, this was a bad family situation. Have you ever had a bad family situation, you know? This was a bad family situation, and maybe you've been written off like that. Maybe, you know, you've been kind of thrown away, the outcast. Well, Joseph's situation, and they took him, the Ishmaelites took him to Egypt and sold him again. I mean, it went from bad to worse. But God, through a series of circumstances, took all of that bad, that horrific experience. I mean, can you imagine? And He took it and He turned it and He brought it into something wonderful. It took His worst day and He turned it into His best day. He became a ruler over all of Egypt and was able to help those that threw him in the pit. See, when we keep loving God, keep obeying His commandments, do what He's called us to do, God will always take the worst times of our life and turn them into the best times of our life. And another wonderful thing that I want to make sure that we get about this is that the Christ follower, the person that loves God and is always trying to do what God's called us to do, the person who does that is not limited to one worst day, best day experience. He takes every worst day and takes every worst day and makes them a series of best days. Every single time. You know, Abraham had a lot of worst days. But every single one of them God took and did what? Made them a best day. Joseph had a lot of bad day experiences, of worst day experiences. But God took every single one of them and made every single one of them into a best day experience. I've had a lot of worst day experiences. So have you. But if you love God and keep doing what He's called you to do, God will take every single one of them and make every single one of them best day experiences. Let's look again at Abraham. Another worst day experience is Abraham had gone to the land that God told him to go to. And there was a famine in that land. How many of you have ever done? You're doing exactly what God tells you to do. You're trying to do your best, follow the Lord, do what He's asked you to do, and then you run into a famine. God took him. He said, okay, I got to take care of my people. I got to take care of my wife. I got to take care of my family. And so he went down to Egypt. Another worse day that got worse, he took from a famine, went down to Egypt, and there Pharaoh took his wife and added his wife to his harem. That's the worst day that got worse. But you know what God did with those worst days? Because Abraham kept loving God and didn't cry and grumble and hate God and get all upset, just kept doing what God had asked him to do. God took that worst day experience, woke up Pharaoh, said, Pharaoh, hey, buddy, you better get this straightened out. This guy's married to her, this woman, and you better give her back and not touch her. God gave her back, didn't touch, Pharaoh gave her back, didn't touch her. And the next thing you know is Abraham's coming out of Egypt filthy rich. I mean, rich. I mean, amazingly rich. I want you to hear that. You know, have you ever been in a famine time in your life? I'm thinking about somebody, he's here today in our congregation, and he actually got fired from his job, got terminated. He kept loving God. He kept doing what he was called to do. And he began to do, you know, look for employment and those kinds of things. Well, do you know how that situation ended up? We prayed about it. We did all the things we were supposed to do, kept loving God and doing what we were called to do. You know what God did for that? God took that individual, the person, the place that terminated him, called him back. Not only did they call him back and ask him to take his job back, but put him over the whole plant. How about taking a worst day and making it a best day? How about a famine time in your life? When you're going through a bad time in your life, please, please, please don't get upset with God. Don't stop doing what He's called you to do. Keep doing what you're supposed to do, and God will take that worst day and turn it into a very best day. The year was 1996, and I felt like I was in Egypt. I felt like I was in a famine. It was a bad experience for me. It was a famine at LifeGate. And it seemed like it was getting worse. We were going through a very bad time. It was one of my worst days ever in my life. We owed on our building. We had to make building monthly payments. We owed payroll, and we were running out of money. The Lord spoke to my wife, Judy, and told her, says, I think you need to, Judy told me, she says, I think we need to do this. This is what the Lord, I feel like the Lord told me to do. Well, we did it, and within 20 minutes, not only were we able to make payments, we were able to pay off the building. We were able to pave our parking lot and carpet our whole building, our whole facility. God took a worst day and made it a very best day for all of us, for the whole church. You see, that's what God will do. If you keep loving God and you keep doing what God's called you to do, He will take every worst day experience that you've ever had and turn it into a best day experience. Well, look again at Joseph. Joseph had a bad day with Potiphar's wife. Remember that one? He's Potiphar has put him now over all of his home, all of his house, and Mrs. Potiphar hits on Joseph. She comes on to him and she says, "Lie with me," and he wouldn't. He ran. You know the story. Well, she tells Mr. Potiphar that he's made advances to her, so Potiphar has Joseph put in prison. Again, that's a worst day, right? You ever had a prison experience? That's a bad time. He goes to prison, and he's in prison, and what's happening now is through a series of circumstances, as I said earlier, God took that through butlers and bakers and through jailers and all of these circumstances and situations, and takes that horrible experience and turns it into one of his best days, makes him a ruler over Egypt. I want you to tell you, you may have something holding you back, binding you. It's a prison type of experience. It's something that you just can't shake and break through. But I promise you, whether it's a physical or a literal or a natural prison, or whether it's a spiritual prison, I promise you that God will set you free from it. But not only set you free, He'll do for you what He did for Joseph, what He's done for me. He'll put you over the whole thing if you'll just love God and keep doing what God's called you to do. Every single experience that you find in the Bible where a person had a worst day, it was only a promise that there's a best day coming. And I don't care what you're going through. I don't care If I know that you love God and I know that you're doing what God's called you to do, I can stand boldly before you and I'll tell you this. I don't know how it's going to work out, but I know this. It's going to work out for your good, because God takes every worst day and turns it into a best day. Every single one of them. I want to look again at Abraham. And Abraham had another worst day. It was a strife. He had a nephew. His name was Lot. And Lot was with Abraham his whole journey. Abraham's whole journey was Lot was accompanying him, his nephew. And Lot had become quite wealthy because he was hanging out with Abraham. Well, one day the Bible says there was a strife between them. It was a horrific strife. And Abraham told Lot, he says, okay, if you want to go to the right hand, I'll go to the left. If you want to go to the left hand, I'll go to the right. But I'm tired of this strife. We're not going to be fussing anymore. Well, that was a worse day for Abraham. Abraham loved Lot and he hated conflict. But that worst day turned into a best day for Abraham. Let me show you this in Genesis chapter 13. Now again, link the scriptures. Link them together. See what I'm trying to show you. That a worst day, God took responsibility for it and made it a best day for Abraham. Watch this. Genesis 13 verses 14 through 15 says, "And the Lord said unto Abraham, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up now thine eyes and look from the place where thou art, northward and southward and eastward and westward, for all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever." Now, do you see the link? Do you see that God took that same worst day experience and turned it right then into a best day experience? Abraham went through a lot of these kinds of bad day, worst day experiences. And we could just keep going on and on and on about Abraham and Joseph and anybody that you want to talk about. Because as long as they kept following God and doing what they were supposed to do in the kingdom of God, then God kept turning every worst day experience into a best day experience. There was a worst day experience at Abraham with Ishmael. But God took that bad experience and turned it into a best day with Isaac. There was a worst day experience that Abraham had when God told him to sacrifice Isaac, the most precious thing he had. God may one day tell you to sacrifice something very precious. And if you'll do it, he'll turn it into a best day experience, because he himself will provide the lamb for the sacrifice. A best day experience. You talk about anybody that you want to in the Bible. Let's use David, for example. David had a lot of good days and bad days experiences, you know, and he went through life like this. But every worst day that David had, God turned it into a best day. It was a worst day when he showed up and Goliath's out there hollering and yelling and challenging everybody. And David's own brothers put him down. They call him, you know, "You little boy, you little naughty boy." They put him down. But that same day, God turned that worst experience into a best experience when David took off Goliath's head, right? See, it was a bad day when Saul threw the spear at David. It was a bad day experience, a worst day experience. But God took that and made it a best day when he anointed David king over all of Israel. It was a worst day experience. Hear this one. It was a worst day experience when David and Bathsheba had a child, a baby, and the baby died. That's a bad experience. That's a worst day. But God took it and made it a best day, because the next child they had was Solomon, and Solomon became king of Israel. God will take every worst day experience that we have ever had and turn into a best day experience if we just keep loving him, because that's what David did. Kept doing what God had called him to do. Kept loving people and loving God and doing what God had called him to do. And God took every worst day experience and made it a best day experience. Now, I want you to hear me. God takes responsibility to do that. We know. The Bible says, Paul says, we know that all things work together for good. See, God takes responsibility to make sure that every worst day that you or I have ever had, he turns it into a best day experience if we just keep doing his purpose. Let's read the verse again, Romans 8:28. "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose." My worst days brought me my best days. God's never failed me. Every one of them, it's never failed. Every single worst day that I've ever had, shook something loose, pointed me in a direction, and brought about a best day. And I can stand before you boldly, as long as I know that you're loving God and doing what God's called you to do, and tell you, I don't know how He'll do it, but I know this, what you're going through is going to turn out good for you. I can stand and declare that because I've seen it happen so many times. Let's think about Jesus as I'm beginning to close. Let's think about Jesus just a minute. What was His worst day? Any thoughts? What would have been Christ's worst day? The cross, right? Crucifixion. That was a bad Friday, right? Bad Friday. But what do we call it? Good Friday. Why? Because all things work together for good. God took Christ's worst day and made it His best day. He exalted Him because of the crucifixion. He took Christ and the ascension took place. The ascension happened. Because of that, He's seated right now at the right hand of God Almighty. He's ruling the universe. His name's above every name. He's King of Kings and He's Lord of Lords because of a worse day. Hallelujah! Right! And that's what will happen to you. If you handle it correctly, God will set you over the whole thing. I want to close by asking you this. How do you respond to a worst day experience? Do you get mad at God? Or do you love God? Do you start hating Him because He let this happen? Or do you keep on loving Him, knowing, because you should know, that every worst day is going to bring a best day? What do you do as far as your purpose? Do you throw in the towel, stop coming to church, stop doing what you're supposed to do, stop giving, stop praying, stop reading your Bible, stop ministering to people? Throw in the towel? Or do you keep on going, even if there's famine? What do you do? I hope that I've been able to show you the correct way to do it. I hope I've been able to show you the way that every worst day experience should be handled. Because if you will, God will take responsibility for it and make your worst days your best days. Now, to those who have never received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, your worst days get worse and your life is a mess. I know it is. You don't have any help. You got to love God. You got to walk in His purpose for your worst days to become your best days. Or if you once loved God, but you got away from God and you got away from Him and you don't love Him anymore and you're not doing what He's called you to do anymore, then your life is a mess. And things get worse and worse. To experience worst day, best day, you got to love God. And you got to do what He's asked you to do with your life. Would you stand with me? Bow your heads. And let's pray. Father, I know, Lord, You've spoken to our hearts. You've challenged us. I want You now to touch us and let us truly see how You want, if we'll love You and we'll do what You've asked us to do, You'll take our worst days and make them our best days. Would you look at me just a minute? Here's my promise to you. Here's my promise. If you'll do what the Lord says to do, if you'll keep loving the Lord and doing what God's told you to do, I don't care what you go through, He'll take your worst nightmare and He'll turn it into your greatest dream. That's the only way it's going to happen. Bow your heads one more time. Say, Delbert, I've gotten away from the Lord. I've not been faithful like I needed to be. I'm not loving the Lord like I need to love Him. I've not been walking in my calling and doing what God's called me to do. But I want to, I desire to, and I'm going to. If that's you, would you slip your hand up and let me pray for you? See hands? I see hands. Any others? I see them. See them. Hold them up there for me. Hold them up there for me. Don't be ashamed. Hold them up. Father, I bless every one of them now. Father, I ask you right now that you'll cause them and help them love you as they've never loved you before. Father, I pray right now in the name of Jesus Christ that you'll touch each heart. And that, Lord, they'll walk in their calling and the things that they're called to do for you. Father, I ask you now in Jesus' name to bless them and turn their worst days into their best days. And everybody says, amen. Would you give the Lord a shout and a hand clap? Amen. Amen.